Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2009, and you can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning radio live programme, from 9.
It was Brian Keenan's love of literature that took him to Beirut in 1986. Although he had left school early and trained as a heating engineer, he had gone back to night school and worked his way through university and a postgraduate course to finally accept a teaching post at the American University in Beirut. He was kidnapped by Islamic Jihad on the morning of April the 11th and kept in isolation, blindfolded and shackled for 2 months. He was then taken to a cell where the British journalist John McCarthy was being held. John had been taken after going to Beirut to cover the story of Brian's kidnapping. Although his award-winning book, An Evil Cradling, told the world about his harrowing ordeal, Brian says that his 4.5 years as a hostage are just one part of his personal story. He is now married with 2 sons, he lives in Belfast, and he's just written a new book, I'll Tell Mama. Hankies to the ready, everybody. These are his inheritance tracks.
The song that I would inherit would perhaps be, and I thought about this, one of many songs I remember my father singing as he washed himself in the morning, which would be Paul Robeson.
There's an old man called the Mississippi, that's the old man that I'd like to be.
My father was a singer in the house. I would hear him every morning at the scullery sink scrubbing himself before he headed off to work. And he would have quite a few songs, contemporary songs and a kind of household camellias and stuff. Paul Robeson has that deep, deep voice that you don't hear and kind of belongs to his race. My father's imitation of it was never as good, but for other reasons, apart from my father singing it, Paul Robeson and himself, that was a kind of anthem for him and the black people of America, and he was quite an activist himself. A very liberal and enlightened man, much in the same way as my father was growing up in the sectarian background of the north of Ireland at the time.
Dad, I long to cross.
My father had what we would now term that as a feminine side to his psyche. He was a gentler kind of man in the sense that my father worked for the telephones, was a telephone engineer. When telephones were only being set up and wires were being strung across the country, my father would be called out of bed at all hours of the morning to go out and fix some cable that had blown down or something. Invariably, he would bring home some creature that he had found, a wounded bird or some animal. He was like a kind of St. Francis in overalls.
Damn that plant is soon forgotten, but old man River, he just keeps rolling along.
My mother, on the other hand, was very tough. She was a kind of mother courage to the other women of the neighbourhood. Our house was full of women, and all of them seemed to be victims, but then that was a time there was a lot of poverty and where I grew up at the time, and a lot of hardship and a lot of distress that was buried in women, because women and men didn't talk together perhaps the way they do now, and all the kind of pain seemed to be brought to my mother's house for her to wave her wand, whatever she'd done to kind of alleviate that.
I'm tired of living.
She was so busy trying to fix everybody else's lives that she buried her own kind of victimhood. The song I think I would most like to pass on is the duet from the Pearl Fishers by Georges Bizet.
C'était le soir, dans l'air, par la brise tiédie, les bramines au front inondées de lumière.
It's this lovely hymn to friendship and keeping faith with the promises that you make. And I suppose maybe there's a reason why I should choose that, given that I was locked up for nearly 5 years with this awfully, awfully well-spoken Englishman. And out of that misery, a friendship endures, a very, very close friendship, a remarkably close one. I have always kind of advocated that friendships are for life, and I now know the understanding of that. I was working on the screenplay for the film Blind Flight and thinking of appropriate pieces of music to backdrop to various scenes. And my wife jumped up and said, "Oh, I love this. I just adore this." And it was the way she said it. And I had to listen. And I hadn't a clue what it meant, but I loved the kind of... When you haven't heard any music for nearly 4 years, your ears get very sharp and you don't need to have knowledge of music or what it means. Just let it in. When I was locked up, I wished for many things, I can tell you. But one of the enduring things that I wished for desperately, and it wasn't to be out, because that was just taken, was that I wished desperately that I had music. If I had have had music, I could have been out of that place much earlier. In a metaphorical sense, I could have escaped the horrors of that hideous compression chamber that we were locked up in. If I hadn't had John McCarthy there, survival would have been much, much more difficult. You need someone to validate yourself through, a person who's prepared to listen and prepared to give, and John was very good at that. McCarthy was my means of survival. He would probably argue differently. He would probably tell you that I was clearly insane and give him the hardest time of his life. However, there would only be half the truth in that. He also swears exceptionally well, and he blames it on me. A true friendship kind of asks nothing and gives much. And there's a kind of cadence coming off that song that makes me think about those things.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.